Love seeing them dollar signs when they come in large amounts. Love seeing them dollar signs when they come in large amounts. Love seeing them dollar signs when they come in large amounts. Love seeing them dollar signs when they come in large amounts. Love seeing them dollar signs when they come in large.
What do you think is necessary to know for a person, just anyone who wants to make a show great, right? Let's say they have a musician and or DJ or whatever. Mm-hmm. What would you tell them? What's the first step?
If they just want to have a great show, and I would say communication is the most important thing for your show to be great. You need a lot of good communication. You need communication with the artist. You need communication with the venue. You need communication with your team on the day of. And if you don't have those things, honestly, you're gonna have the worst event ever. Because if the artist didn't know they were supposed to be there at 5 for sound check, and the venue didn't know that you guys were going to a certain time, or your team didn't realize like they have to set up at a certain time, like, all those things can give you like hell on the day of. All right, so 3, 2, 1. All right, so what up? It's your boy Carlton Fresh, Form Meets Function. Today on Keys Open Doors, I wanted to talk about... Actually, let me get my notes here. Doing this live for the first time. All right. 3, 2, 1. Yo, so today on Form Meets Function, keys open doors, we're gonna talk scams. And I wanna really stress this to you guys, especially, you know, the artist folks that are out here listening. There's already so much money you have to spend on being a creative or an artist that we really don't have time to get caught up in a lot of the scams that are out there to basically take away our hard-earned money, because they know we are the ones willing to invest in ourselves. You may be wondering, like, what are some of the scams I'm talking about? You may have already seen some of them and know what I'm, you know, about to get into. But one of the major things I want to talk about is pay-to-plays, and how to get bookings for real that actually either bring money back into your pocket or at least gain you exposure. So my take on pay-to-plays, you should really avoid doing them at all costs, unless it involves a headliner that is really, you know, on your same bottom line, your same niche of fan base and artistry. So, I mean, if you're a huge fan of Kid Cudi and this venue says you can open up for him, you know, that's a great opportunity. Sell the tickets, get it done. I would totally say go for that. If it's a local venue that really doesn't, you know, they're not really offering anything substantial to you except for a platform, a stage for you to get on and lighting, microphones, but no pay at all. And let's say, you know, they're telling you to sell 40 tickets at $10. Well, that might not sound so bad, but, you know, where is your part of the money? Well, 40 times 10 is 400. So if you're going to hand that over to a venue or a promoter or whomever, if you're going to hand over $400 of your fans' money and you're not going to get a piece of it at all, and you're also getting, you know, a shortened set, 10, 15 minutes, you know, what is the value in that? Not much. So I really implore people basically to, you know, get into the DIY shows, put the show on yourself, collaborate with your friends that are in the community that also, you know, want to do shows. If each of you guys were willing to invest $400 like you were going to do at the pay-to-play, you could probably book one of your favorite artists, and now you're really talking about money moves and power moves. So that's point number one. Pay to plays are basically bullshit unless the exchange is of value in exposure or in money. If you're not really getting anything out of it, and you're just handing over, you know, money to a venue, money to a promoter just for stage time, you might want to reevaluate that situation. Secondly, I'm going to take a moment to look at my notes here. Oh, okay, I guess I covered both. Cool. Downstairs, yeah, we slang that witch house. Riding around with mellow thing, pull up to your bitch house. Love me a free hoe, trying to see that booty bounce. Love seeing them dollar signs when they come in large amounts. Better watch your hood, cause they might just put that clip out. Better watch the five, cause they don't want to